The Department of Health has said this lunchtime that a comprehensive site-by-site plan for hospital emergency departments is being finalised by the HSE, which will include the employment of up to 50 new emergency care consultants. A letter obtained by the Irish Times quoted Minister Stephen Donnelly earlier this year as telling the HSE to come up with immediate actions to alleviate emergency department overcrowding. The plan, according to the Department of Health, will also provide for more nurses and more health and social care professionals to support what it describes as the delivery of faster care and the faster discharge of patients from hospital when appropriate. Dr. Emer O'Connor is a consultant in emergency medicine at Connolly Hospital in Dublin and former president of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, and she's on the line now. A very good afternoon to Dr. O'Connor, and thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Thank you.
So what do you make of what you've been able to see so far of this plan, it seems, is in the pipeline in relation to additional staffing in our ED departments?
I think an extra 50 consultants in emergency medicine is good news for, you know, the 1.5 million people who attend emergency departments in Ireland every year. There are some caveats to that, but we would welcome this as good news. The numbers of consultants in emergency medicine in Ireland is very low compared to similar health services such in Australia and New Zealand, and increasing the numbers per 100,000 is very good news. Mm-hmm. The minister does seem to have guaranteed that the funding for these posts will be additional to other staffing, and that we won't have to suppress other medical posts in order to get these consultants, and that's good news. Mm. He has also mentioned about fast tracking these posts. We, as an association, would still be insisting that these new consultants are fully trained and eligible for the specialist register in Ireland, and they would be going through that process as usual. What consultants in emergency medicine can't bring is bed capacity. So we need, and I'm hoping the minister has that as in his head.
Yeah.
If we want to make the best use of these consultants, we need to have beds to admit the 25% of patients who need it into. And if we don't have those beds alongside these new appointments, we're not going to see the benefit of them, and we're actually going to lose people from the system again.
It's widely regarded that best practice would suggest that emergency care should be consultant-led. So, you know, in terms of the international benchmarks here, what difference would 50 additional consultants make? Would it bring us up to what is international standards?
No, it won't bring us up to there. I mean, we'd be looking at, if we're looking at departments in the UK compared to, let's say, my department sees between 40,000 and 50,000 new patients a year. We would be looking at having between 10 and 16 consultants to run that department, so with extended hours. So in Australasia, they would have maybe 5.7 consultants in emergency medicine per 100,000. In Ireland, we're looking at about 2 consultants in emergency medicine per 100,000. So it won't bring us up to the level we want to be at, but it's a step in the right direction. I suppose how quickly can we do it?
Yeah, that was my next question, all right, because the report in today's Irish Times suggests this is something that the ambition is, that these posts will be filled within a matter of months.
Yeah, well, I think that that is causes us problems. We train about 10 of our own consultants every year here in Ireland, and we would be looking to be able to up the training numbers to meet these consultant posts. But it takes to train a consultant in emergency medicine takes about 10 years following graduation as a doctor. So that needs to be a longer term plan.
To do this in a matter of months, or even, you know, over the next year or so, would require bringing doctors in from abroad, either Irish professionals who are working abroad or attracting others into the country.
It would indeed, and we are then in the competitive market at making our jobs attractive. And that involves both pay and conditions, and it would be great to see a resolution to the consultant contract, the new entrant consultant contract negotiations that are ongoing at the moment. If we had a good solution to that, then that would attract graduates in from abroad, and also an improvement in the working conditions, which includes the departments not being overcrowded.
Yeah, and
I think that would make the jobs more attractive.
Do you think, Dr. O'Connor, that it's possible to recruit on this scale up to 50 posts, filling up to 50 posts in the absence of a new consultant's contract?
I think that is going to be difficult for us. We will definitely, hopefully, get some people home who need to come home for perhaps domestic reasons. But if we really wanted to make the most of this initiative, if we could do it alongside a resolution to the consultant contract dispute and bed capacity, that would be a real win for the country.
And just to come back to the point, and you alluded to it earlier, the pressure still on beds in acute hospitals, moving people from the ED department into a hospital bed. In the absence of that being addressed, Would this kind of initiative likely see any significant alleviation on trolley numbers, on pressure on ED departments?
I think from the point of view of the quality of care a patient gets in the emergency department, more consultants in emergency medicine will definitely improve the quality. What we can't do is produce hospital beds. That needs to be done by the government and by the HSE. About 25% of patients in the emergency department go on to need a hospital bed, and they're the patients that end up staying on trolleys for long periods in apartments. So we absolutely need bed capacity to come alongside this expansion in consultant numbers.
Dr. Emily O'Connor, former president of the Association of Emergency Medicine, thanks for talking to us on the programme.